Welcome to Annunciation with Father David. Father David is the priest at Annunciation Greek Orthodox Church in Decatur, Illinois, where every week people are connected to the ancient wisdom of Orthodox Christianity. Here is Father David.
Christ is in our midst. Good morning. Today, what I would like to do is take a look at the gospel reading from a liturgical perspective. I want to do this for two reasons. Number one, this will be a continuation of our meditation and examination of the divine liturgy, but also because Christ himself invites us to look at this gospel reading from a liturgical perspective, because he tells the 10 lepers to go to the priests. And the reason that he does that is he is following the law. If one is determined to be a leper, in other words, that has some kind of skin disease, you are no longer a part of the community. You are outcast. You are sent to the edges of civilization and you live amongst the other lepers. But when you found healing, when the disease went away, you were to present yourself to a priest who would then examine you to determine whether or not the disease was in fact healed. And if he determined that you were healed, you were then to offer a sacrifice at the temple in order to receive ritual cleansing and be allowed back into the community. And therefore, he is telling these 10 lepers, you're going to be healed, go present yourself to the priest. In order to look at this liturgically, we need to imagine once again being a parish in a large city where the bishop is the one who is consecrating the gifts through his prayers and the prayers of his congregation, and we are one of the outlying parishes who only has a priest, and we have to wait for the consecrated gifts to come in before we can proceed with the liturgy of the gifts. And that sanctified and consecrated bread and wine comes into the church. Christ himself, the heavenly kingdom, enters in, as we say with the cherubic hymn. And at this point, the 10 lepers cry out, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. We in the divine liturgy do exactly the same thing. We have the great entrance, and the first thing that happens after the great entrance is a set of petitions. Let us complete our prayer to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. It's called the Litany of Completion. And we pray about the precious gifts here presented and for this holy house, and for deliverance of all from affliction, wrath, danger, and necessity. And then we ask for the day to be perfect, holy, peaceful, and sinless, for an angel of peace. And then after this, in the gospel story, they have made their petition. God tells them to go to the priest because he's going to heal them, and they all run off. But only the Samaritan turns back, and it is only the Samaritan who understands who the high priest actually is. And that is our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ. And Christ says something interesting. He says, were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? He's acknowledging the fact that what this Samaritan did was in fact the proper thing to do. And if you couple this with what Paul says in his letter to the Colossians, here there cannot be Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free man, but Christ is all and in all. In other words, it doesn't really matter that this man was a foreigner. What mattered was that he did the proper thing, that he acknowledged where this healing came from, acknowledged Christ as a source of that healing, therefore God, therefore worthy of worship. He did not need the temple. He did not need the law. All he needed was his faith in Christ Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well. Now, if we look at the offertory prayer that happens after the set of petitions that we say following the great entrance, we see a confirmation of all of these things. Lord Almighty, you alone are holy. You accept the sacrifice of praise from those who call upon you with their whole heart. Even so, accept from us sinners our supplication and bring it to your holy altar of sacrifice. We are the lepers. We're full of sin. We are afflicted by sin and all of the consequences of sin. And despite the fact that we're lepers, despite the fact that we are sinners, God still hears us. God still heals us in the same way that he heals the 10 lepers. Enable us to offer you gifts and spiritual sacrifices for our own sins and for the failings of your people. In other words, that one Samaritan did what was proper for all 10. And notice that Christ did not condemn the other 9 by saying they're not cleansed, they're not healed. He simply said, where are they? And the fact that he pointed out that this was a Samaritan and not a Jew was not for the Samaritan's benefit, but for those who were witnessing the event. He still allowed all 10 to be cleansed. So therefore, even though today we may seem small in number because of the ice storm that hit yesterday, we are mighty because of Christ. It does not matter if there is only a few of us here. We are offering up our prayers. Let me quote this again. Enable us to offer you gifts and spiritual sacrifices for our own sins and the failings of your people. And your people is everyone. Again, back to what St. Paul writes. There cannot be Greek, Jew, circumcised, uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free. But Christ is all and in all. If he is in all, then every single person in the entire history of mankind is the people. And so the few who stand here today and ask for the mercies of God, ask not only for themselves, but for all of humanity. And because Christ is a merciful God, despite the disobedience of the 9, that healing still happens. And that one Samaritan participates in Christ's healing of the 9. Christ uses him as the person who stands before God, worshiping God and giving thanks to God, as it means that all of those 9 give thanks to God. Deem us worthy to find grace in your sight, that our sacrifice may be well-pleasing to you, and that the good spirit of your grace may rest upon us, upon these gifts presented, and upon all your people. Again, we the few are standing before God, asking for God's mercy to be poured down not just on us, poured not just on the bread and the wine, but through us upon all of the people. So again, we're the one of the 10 that turns back towards God, repents, worships Christ, honors Christ as the true high priest, has the faith that it is through Christ that all things are saved. And we stand here not just for ourselves, but for the other 9, for the rest of humanity, for all of creation. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and forever, and to the ages of ages.